This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Today's edition of Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Enigma Fishing. Cast, catch, repeat. And visitanderson.com, South Carolina's bright spot and home to beautiful Lake Hartwell. And by the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world and the Super Bowl of bass fishing, the Bassmaster Classic. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, College National Championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. Now, the best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster. And use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the home button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Today is episode 100 for Bassmaster Radio. And really, you know, I think that's a thing. It's a thing that wouldn't have happened without the support of Bassmaster and our great sponsors, that's for sure. But when I reflected on what we might do to commemorate show 100, I went back to show one, which was right before the Conroe Classic in 2017. Now, that's only 2 years ago, but still 100 shows. And on that first show, we had the majority owner, Jerry McInnes. Well, it's not like much has happened in the industry since then, I say with tongue firmly in cheek. Well, for my money, it's been all good. From the Anderson family and Chase Anderson taking over the majority position in BASS to the revamped Elite Series that begins in just a couple of weeks. So we will go back to show one with Jerry McInnes and then finish show 100 with Jerry McInnes. And in the leadoff role, something a little different. NHRA funny car champ Matt Hagen, who when not driving a car 330 miles an hour, loves to fish and recently shot a show with Jimmy Houston. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this one away from the dock. It's a 100 and counting edition of Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over half a million outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Now is the time to begin making plans to attend the 2019 Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods in Knoxville, Tennessee, March 15th through 17th. Bass Nation and Lifetime members can get their credentials now at Bassmaster.com for what should be an extraordinary classic. Takeoffs will happen each morning from downtown Knoxville on the Tennessee River in the shadow of Neyland Stadium with tremendous vantage points throughout the area. Weigh-ins will be at the Thompson Bowling Arena on the campus of the University of Tennessee, just minutes from the ramps. You're not going to want to miss this one.
Bassmaster is pleased to announce a new improved app for downloading and reading Bassmaster magazine. The new app offers a responsive view, bookmarks, the ability to search across all issues, social media sharing, and much more. Digital subscriptions are available for $19.99 through Bassmaster.com/digital, iTunes, or the Google Play Store for Apple and Android devices. Current members can add a digital subscription for 50% off the full digital price. Go to Bassmaster.com/digital.
Well, Bassmaster's at it again, offering another great sweepstakes opportunity. Enter now at Bassmaster.com and click on sweepstakes for your chance to fish with Chris and Trade Zeldane next summer on the St. Lawrence River for giant smallmouth. The winner gets round trip airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money, plus a prize package including a Skeeter ZX190 with a Yamaha 150, two Hummingbird Helix 10 fish finders, and gear from Sportsman's Warehouse, Seeger, Megabass, Santone, and Trocar. Enter now at Bassmaster.com.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And, of course, again, this is episode number 100. I thought we'd do something different. Of course, we're going to talk to Jerry McInnes coming up. He was on the very first episode. You're going to hear that. And then we're going to have Jerry on live for this week's show as well. So much has happened in the last 2 years since Bassmaster Radio was launched. But something a little bit different. Matt Hagan. Now, if you don't know the name Matt Hagan, I mean, this guy is a two-time world champion in the funny car. And the funny car goes 330 miles an hour. But he's a fisherman. He's from Salem, Virginia. Lives in Christiansburg, Virginia. And he is going to be on Jimmy Houston's show that is going to air coming up on Monday. So Jimmy reached out and he said, this guy's pretty cool. You got to talk to this guy. And I love talking to guys that kind of cross over from other sports into the fishing world, and he joins us now. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. That's awesome. And hey, congrats on the 100th show. That's pretty killer in itself. You know?
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means. That just make me old, or you know what? I got some kind of thing, or I'm fooling them. You know what I mean? I'm fooling these guys a little bit. I think that's what it is. But
it sounds like people want to listen to you, man. If you got 100 shows going, so that's a good deal.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Now, a lot of people watching you as well, running at Mopar. You've got so many great sponsors, but Mopar, your main sponsor, Pennzoil as well, that Dodge Charger Hellcat funny card. How do you get into that? How does a guy decide at some particular point in time, like you're growing up and are you just like a gearhead in high school and you're out there running the Ford Pinto against the other guys, and then all of a sudden you decide I'm going to go 300 yeah. miles an hour?
No, honestly, what kind of got me into it was a family friend, and he took me out to the races. I was 13 years old and didn't have a race car or anything like that at the time, but they had four-wheeler drags on Thursday nights. And beginner's luck or what, I went to the final and won $130. I didn't win the race, but I won $130 at 13 years old. And I'm like, I can make money doing this. Like, I'm hooked, man. So the next thing I know, as soon as I, you know, kind of got my learners and my license, my dad's a car dealer. And I started stealing the cars off his used car lot and bringing them back kind of racked out with no tires on and stuff. And next thing you know, basically he's like, whoa, I got to sell these things. So helps me get a race car and kind of just go from there, man. You know, I mean, just got met up with some local sponsors, and they introduced me to some corporate guys. And next thing you know, you're out here, you know, just putting stuff together and hustling hard. And, you know, I ended up having my own team at a fuel funny car at 19 years old and a couple semis going down the road and 10 guys. And you're going like, wow, this happened fast. But, you know, right place, right time, and around the right people, and things kind of come together. But it's been an awesome career, you know, to go 330 miles an hour. The fastest I've ever been is 338 miles an hour in 3.79 seconds. We pull a little bit over 6.5 Gs and almost negative 7 Gs when the parachutes hit. So I look really young for a while and then really old, but it's
it's a new kind of way to get a facelift, right? I guess.
Yeah. I'm 36 years old and I'm thinking all these negative Gs. My wife keeps telling me, you know, hey, you're starting to get some crow's feet and wrinkles and stuff. I was like, oh, baby, it's just from the negative Gs. You know what I mean? But it's, at least I can pawn it off on that. But, you know, getting hooked up with Jimmy has been through Shell Rotella and Pennzoil and those guys over there. And they've been a sponsor of mine for the last couple years, and they sponsor a lot of great athletes and a lot of great motorsports and, you know, guys doing big things. And they sponsor Jimmy. And, you know, that relationship there has been something that's been a dream of mine. I grew up watching this guy on my couch when I was, you know, super young, way before racing and everything else, and him out there catching monster fishing. And I'm buying every lure and every piece of tackle and everything else that he says, you know, to go out there and buy it. And hell, I still can't catch fish, you know, but we got together and, you know, he put me on some real fish, and it was just a big time, you know?
Yeah. And this is a common theme, it seems like, for a lot of guys that are racers, whether they're drag racers like you are or NASCAR guys. I mean, you know, everybody knows Dale Earnhardt. I'm a big Earnhardt guy. In fact, I'm looking at two diecasts here in the studio, diecast boats that are decked out in Dale Earnhardt colors and so on. And a lot of the guys, they'd go to Daytona and they would fish and Lake Lloyd, you know, the lake in the middle of the Daytona International Speedway. And it just seems like a lot of guys, maybe it's because they're guys from the South. You know, you're from Virginia. You grew up and not only with the need for speed, but also with the outdoors, hunting and fishing, right?
Yeah, for sure. I love it, you know, and it's just something that's that I'm passing on to my kids. You know, I got four youngins, and you know, something that I hope that, you know, you keep carrying it on and generation to generation. And you know, between the hunting and fishing, we got a bunch of ponds and creeks and streams and 2,100 acres here, and it's just you know, it's something that hopefully that my kids can pass on as well. But just a love and a passion for it. You know, I mean, what we do is so adrenaline driven, and it's so fast paced, and sponsors and cameras and TVs and media and everything else, and fans. And see, we're very, very fan accessible with our sport. Like, every ticket is a pit pass, so every fan gets to come up and ask questions and shake hands, and which is really cool. But you know, at the end of the day, sometimes you just, you know, to get on a boat or a tractor or get out here in the woods and turn everything off is just is really important for me to kind of keep me sane, so to speak. Where I'm going about 180 days out of the year, close to 200 days out of the year, and it's between that and the farm and the family, my outdoor store and everything else, it gets to be quite a bit.
He's the 2011 and 2014 NHRA Funny Car World Champion, driver of the Shell Rotella Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat Funny Car, Matt Hagan, and he's fishing with Jimmy Houston. Taped the show with Jimmy Houston. Now look, you've gone 180 miles an hour on the water as well in a drag boat. So you get in with Jimmy. You know, Jimmy's got that 250 running on that boat, and I think he's running a Ranger. And you get out there, and you know, he gets it up to maybe 60, 65 miles an hour. You got to feel like you got the trolling motor on. I mean, you're like, you're barely moving.
I tell you, you never know with Jimmy. I mean, that guy, he's something else. I truly, it was a pleasure and a blessing to be on the boat with him all day, and just to hear the stories. Some of them we can't even talk about, but some of them are just awesome. And you know, just kind of getting to know the guy. He invited me into his home, and you know, his wife, he got this little pet deer out there, you know, and the deer comes in and they're feeding it a bottle, and you know, it's one of those things where you're just like, wow, I'm in this guy's house, and he welcomed me into his home, and you know, you're breaking bread with him, and it's just an awesome experience. But then to get out there on the boat and cut up and just listen to the stories and all the stuff that he's done, and just you know, just the different things. And now, you know, I'm seeing him here at some of these gigs that we're doing. You know, we just went out to Texas and he did a show, we did a show as well, and you know, just kind of bouncing back and just having that camaraderie and that friendship now is just awesome. And the guy is amazing, first of all, just of how well he fishes and what he's done, but just his personality and his background and who he is, and welcoming you into his home. You know what I mean? It's not like he just took us out there and threw us on a boat, you know what I mean? So yeah, it was just overall just an awesome experience, you know.
By the way, you'll be able to find this everywhere. The World Fishing Network will have it on Monday at 9 in the morning, and then Wednesday again, Thursday. Pursuit Channel, which of course recently did a deal to air more coverage of the Bassmaster Elite Series, that will debut there at 9 o'clock at night on Tuesday night Eastern time, that would be. So you'll be able to find it other channels as well. Just look for the Jimmy Houston Show, and you'll find Matt Hagan on that show this weekend. What are your thoughts about, I know you're busy doing your thing and you're getting ready to go out west and start your season again, but what are your thoughts about when you see these guys that compete on the Elite Series, the top professional fishermen that do a lot of the same things you do? They got to talk about their sponsors. Their boats are all decked out the way your cars are decked out. There's so many different, you know, ties between professional racing and professional fishing.
I have so much respect for those guys just because we used to have like a Ranger dealer, and you know, I'd roll up in this brand new bass boat and everything looked shiny and pretty, and you know, and everything was brand new, but hell, I didn't have a bag of fish, so it didn't really matter how cool looking your boat was, you know. So what those guys do, and just how smart they are, and how they adapt to every situation and find the fish and get on the fish and go out there and spend all day beating the water down and just out there with a TV crew and just understanding, you know, what they have to do and have to go through on top of catching fish is just amazing. I mean, you know, anybody that's kind of seen some of the behind the scenes stuff of what those guys do can't have nothing but respect for these guys. I mean, they earn their living and their money every day that they're out there.
You know, all these guys come on, the pros all come on, and I always give them a minute to talk about their sponsors at the end. So tell me about Shell Rotella, Mopar, some of the other great sponsors that you've got.
Well, yeah, you know, so honestly, it comes down to our fans. You know, like, I will always thank our fans, because without our fans, we don't have anything, because those are the ones that go out and buy the products. They buy the Pinzel, they buy the Mopar parts, they buy the new cars, all that kind of stuff. You know, so we are sponsored by Mopar, Pinzel, and Sandvik, and those three companies keep us going. They spend millions of dollars with us, and every time we make a 4-second run down the track, it costs $7,000 if it doesn't hurt anything. So you can imagine how expensive it gets. But anyway, yeah, thank our sponsors for that. But I really wanted to thank our fans. You know, our fans are the ones, the guys that are listening to your shows, that buy product and different things like that. Without people like yourself with your show and our fans and everything else, we can't do what we do. So it's not really just about the sponsors; it's about the folks that are supporting our sponsors.
Follow them and you nailed it too, 1 minute on the dot. Matt Hagan _FC. You follow him on Twitter there. Matt, be safe this season. Good luck this year. And we can't wait to see you with Jimmy Houston on the show next week.
Me either, man. I mean, I was even begging Jimmy every now and then. I was like, let me hold the big fish and take the picture. You know what I mean? So.
No, he's not giving up any big fish. That's for sure.
No, that's for sure.
Appreciate
thank you guys.
You.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, coming up next, Jerry McInnes, the first time from episode 1, and then Jerry McInnes Live. It's all coming up right here on Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Bassmaster is pleased to announce a new improved app for downloading and reading Bassmaster Magazine. The new app offers a responsive view, bookmarks, the ability to search across all issues, social media sharing, and much more. Digital subscriptions are available for $19.99 through bassmaster.com/digital, iTunes, or the Google Play Store for Apple and Android devices. Current members can add a digital subscription for 50% off the full digital price. Go to bassmaster.com/digital.
Now is the time to begin making plans to attend the 2019 Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods in Knoxville, Tennessee, March 15th through 17th. Bass Nation and Lifetime members can get their credentials now at bassmaster.com for what should be an extraordinary classic. Takeoffs will happen each morning from downtown Knoxville on the Tennessee River in the shadow of Neyland Stadium with tremendous vantage points throughout the area. Weigh-ins will be at the Thompson Bowling Arena on the campus of the University of Tennessee, just minutes from the ramps. You're not going to want to miss this one.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over half a million outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster Magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio, on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And now just a moment to reflect a little bit. It is the 100th episode of Bassmaster Radio, as I said, in the open. And, you know, I really hadn't thought of doing much for that and to commemorate that up until, well, actually it was last week or 2 weeks ago when Chris Mitchell sent me a note. And he said, by the way, by my count, you're at about 99 right now in shows. And they're all posted there at Bassmaster.com. And so he said, the next show, you know, is show 100. And so I got to thinking about it. And I said, you know what? That is a thing. Even though we do 52 shows a year, and, you know, it only took just under 2 years to get here to 100. 100 means something. And it's been a great run so far for Bassmaster Radio. And we have we're signed through 2020 with Bassmaster so that we know that we'll be doing this for at least another couple of years and hopefully many years after that. But, you know, I did a show called Southern Bass Radio for about 10 or 12 years that led up to the launch of Bassmaster Radio. So it's not something that we just started doing, you know, a couple of years ago. But so many great things happened in these first couple of years, including, you know, Jordan Lee going back to back in the Bassmaster Classic. He'll try and make it a triple this coming Classic in Knoxville. And you look at all of the other great tournaments that we've had, the tremendous expansion of the coverage of Bassmaster Live and how that has taken off. A record crowds that came out to the Classic in Anderson and in Greenville at Lake Hartwell last year. That was spectacular. So there's been so many things that have happened along the way. And then this past fall happened and everything changed and it's got everybody re-energized. And we're so looking forward to what's coming up on the Elite Series there to get started on the St. John's River the first weekend of February. So there's so much going on in the industry. It's so great. But I went back to episode 1 And we started this whole thing out with Jerry McInnes. He was the majority owner at the time. We started it with Jerry. It was fantastic. I've got about 7 or 8 minutes of that I want you to hear. And then Jerry McInnes is going to join us now. But this is what it sounded like, episode one. Jerry, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine, and I'm really proud to be with you today.
I appreciate you coming on and joining us. And I have to tell you now, this is full disclosure for our listeners. Some 30 years ago, when I was in my mid-20s, I opened up a tackle shop on Canisius Lake in upstate New York in the Finger Lakes. And I named it the Fish and Hole. Now, it was W-H-O-L-E for wholesale, because we wholesale and did retail as well. But I named it after your legendary show, The Fish and Hole. So I feel like I owe you royalties. I might owe you a couple of dollars here. We didn't make it, but you know, I might owe you
something. I'm going to get my crack lawyers. Mark Zone is my lawyer. and I'll get him right on that.
Well, he's a little busy. I think he just had a new baby, didn't he? I mean, that's what he was saying on live when I heard he was talking.
No, that was not. I think, you know, that confused the heck out of me, too. I think he was just... messing around like he always does.
I texted him immediately after he hung up, and I said, really? You're having another baby? I'm so gullible. I said, you're having another baby? And he's like, no. Okay. So, but that is Mark Zona. And that's, you know, let's start there. I want to get to the classic, of course, that's coming up. But I want to start with live, because you've been a producer of many outdoor shows. And this is amazing. This is captivating. I feel like I'm in a boat. It completely wipes out my Friday, Saturday, Sunday mornings of a tournament. But talk about how live has come about,
well,
how it's taken off.
I'm glad you give me a moment to talk about live, because Tom, I have to tell you, there's people that say, "Oh, I'm going to do something to change the sport. It's going to be different after I do this." And so I've been hearing that for years and years, and yeah, some you know, you. Little changes here and there, and over time, it all adds up. But this is the biggest one I've ever seen. If I do say so myself, this one is a game changer, our crew, our gang, that kind of includes my son Mike, who is the producer of most all of our video stuff now, and Tommy Sanders, and Zona, and our crew, and now Davey Height.
Right.
It's just fantastic. I'm just like you. On weekends where I'm not at the event or I'm not at the studio, I'm home watching that, and it kind of hacks me off, because I need to be out cutting grass or working or something, and you can't get away from the dang thing.
Yeah.
And I made the statement the other day that I think that live fishing is better than live golf, and I really believe it, because you watch that not knowing what's going to happen. I'm not much of a golfer, and I'm just using it as an example, but when I do watch a little live golf, you pretty well know what's going to happen, and you just kind of watching it unfold. But this, any second, something's going to shock you. And I guess that's what keeps you watching the darn thing.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, I liken it to NASCAR. There was a time when people said, who's going to watch cars drive around in circles for 3 hours? Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? You sit there because you don't know what's going to happen, and it's the same thing. And certain lakes set up better. I mean, certainly at Okeechobee, when you have that flipping tournament or a lot of guys that are fishing, and there's that possibility of an 8-pound bass at any particular point in time, and the excitement of that, you know, that type of fishing. And that's what we're going to see at Conroe as the Classic goes to Texas for only the second time ever. Of course, it was 1979 when Hank Parker won at Texoma. But this is a tournament, I think, that sets up really, really well for live coverage because of the nature of that lake in the spring.
Absolutely. And again, it's going to be one of them things where you never know what's going to happen. And we are going to see a few big bass. And you know, I hate to go out on a limb like that, because you don't know what the weather's going to be and one thing or another. But if things are just halfway decent, we're going to see some 10 plus pound fish come in, and we've never seen that before, and we're going to see one live. Yeah. I'm predicting, I'm going way out on the limb. I'm going to say that we're going to see a 10 pounder go out live.
You better be in the right boat then at the right time, but certainly that can happen there. Now, I heard there was a rumor that you wanted the guys to haul the fish up to Busch Stadium and weigh in up there at your beloved home of the St. Louis Cardinals, but you settled on Houston's Minute Maid Park, which is only 45 minutes from the lake. I don't know if that's true or not.
Hey, listen. Hey, I know my time is short, and I got a lot of things to tell you, but I threw out a ball at Houston at the Astros game throughout the first pitch back last summer, and they were playing the Cardinals, and I kiddingly said to the Houston folks, you think they'd mind if I threw that out to Yadier Molina? And they said, oh, no, that would be. And I was, I was just kidding.
That's funny.
But, I hadn't thought about taking them to St. Louis. We may back up here and think about that.
Well, it's going to be a spectacle. There's no question. Weighing in at Minute Maid Park, the expo that will be taking place as well. Just talk about how excited you are to bring the Classic to Houston.
Well, let me tell you, I think that this will be a classic. I think this will be the biggest event that there's ever been held in fishing, and I think that it's going to do wonders for our sport. I'm seriously not pushing bass here. I'm saying this is going to do great things for everybody associated with bass fishing. But just think, we're going to weigh our fish in the Major League Baseball park. Our weigh-in stand will be on the infield where the Astros play, where all the big boys play. And I just think that's an amazing thing for our sport. And the expo will be the largest we've ever had. And the things we've done around this particular classic that are for youth is just going to be amazing. We have so much going on there. Hey, and the neat thing about it is it's all in walking distance. You can walk from the ballpark to the expo, and everything is right, and the hotels are right down there. Yeah, I'm sure the traffic in Houston will be a little different than what we're used to, but man, once you get to where you're going, you got it made. You can just park your car and leave it. So
we've got
great things coming.
Yeah, we've got about 3 weeks until the tournament, so let's make sure we visit again in a couple of weeks and expand on some of the things that are going on there. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us here, inaugural edition of Bassmaster Radio. Jerry McInnes has been with us. Jerry, I appreciate you.
Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you so much, and best of luck to you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so that was Jerry McInnes then, all right? And best of luck to you. He didn't think this would last 100 shows. He probably thought it'd last like 8 shows and that would be the end of it. But we're 100 shows, and we're here at this point in time. And, of course, that was before the Lake Conroe Bassmaster Classic as well. So coming up next, Jerry McInnes now. I mean, just think about everything that's happened in just the 2 short years since Bassmaster Radio has been launched. Well, we'll get caught up with him. We'll get his thoughts on what he thinks about the upcoming Elite Series, as well as we get ready to launch another year of Elites. And something that has never happened before, the expansion of Bassmaster Live now into 4 full days of coverage, and all of the other coverage that is going on with Bassmaster and the Elite Series as well. Jerry McInnes now, next, right here on Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Well, Bassmaster's at it again, offering another great sweepstakes opportunity. Enter now at Bassmaster.com and click on sweepstakes for your chance to fish with Chris and Trade Zaldane next summer on the St. Lawrence River for giant smallmouth. The winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money, plus a prize package including a Skeeter ZX-190 with a Yamaha 150, 2 Hummingbird Helix 10 fish finders, and gear from Sportsman's Warehouse, Seeger, Megabass, Santone, and Trocar. Enter now at Bassmaster.com. Bassmaster.com.
Now is the time to begin making plans to attend the 2019 Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods in Knoxville, Tennessee, March 15th through 17th. Bass Nation and Lifetime members can get their credentials now at Bassmaster.com for what should be an extraordinary classic. Takeoffs will happen each morning from downtown Knoxville on the Tennessee River in the shadow of Neyland Stadium with tremendous vantage points throughout the area. Weigh-ins will be at the Thompson Bowling Arena on the campus of the University of Tennessee, just minutes from the ramps. You're not going to want to miss this one.
Bassmaster is pleased to announce a new improved app for downloading and reading Bassmaster magazine. The new app offers a responsive view, bookmarks, the ability to search across all issues, social media sharing, and much more. Digital subscriptions are available for $19.99 through Bassmaster.com/digital, iTunes, or the Google Play Store for Apple and Android devices. Current members can add a digital subscription for 50% off the full digital price. Go to Bassmaster.com/digital.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over half a million outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's EnigmaFishing.com.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio, on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Now we move forward. Okay, you just heard from Jerry McInnes, episode one of Bassmaster Radio. And lo and behold, we get him here live for episode 100. He joins us once again. Jerry, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. I'm a little chilly up here on up in the Arkansas Ozarks right now because we really had a blast of winter. But that's okay with me. Everything is just fine.
Well, as people are listening to this, I'm actually fishing the Bassmaster Eastern Open on the Harris Chain, and if the forecast was correct, it's 58 degrees while I'm out there fishing today. So you know,
golly,
it's cold for Florida. You know, it's been in the 70s, and you know how them Florida bass react when the weather gets when the weather goes sideways.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'd almost rather be in my part of the country with it being 15 degrees like it is right now than be down there where you're at and it's 55 degrees. That's too bad, but it'll warm up. I bet a few of them will bite.
Yeah, 15 degrees in front of a big roaring fire in Arkansas is a lot warmer than 55 degrees running at 60 miles an hour, 70 miles an hour in the Harris Chain. So,
I'll say.
Episode 100 of Bassmaster Radio. It only took us a couple of years to get there because we do 52 episodes a year. I mean, we're just knocking them out like crazy. I was trying to research, though, how many episodes of The Fishing Hole you did in 44 years. I can't find it. Do you have any idea how many episodes you did?
Well, you know what? I did. I did, but I don't know what the figure is right now, but it was scary. I was like, holy smoke. And you know, one thing about it was, of course, I did it for 17, 18 years before ESPN came along.
Right.
So, and some of those years, I was doing a show every week.
Yeah.
And then when I started at the ESPN, the show was an hour long. We did it for 52 weeks, and they came to me and they said, you know, that's really too many. This next season, let's do 26 weeks of one-hour programming, which I thought was a godsend.
Yeah.
However, they them right back up next to the 52 that I just finished.
Yeah.
So I actually did a year and a half in a row as an hour-long show. So I don't know how I got through that. But I can't answer the question that that you're asking me, how many episodes I have I done. But at one time I did figure it up, and boy, it was a lot of them.
I didn't realize you did it weekly. I mean, that's incredible. Because a lot of guys, you know, our buddies Mark Zona and Dave Mercer and all the other guys, they do 13 shows, you know, they're done. They record and they're done.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, at the time I was doing this, there just wasn't any other programming on. When I started, there was a couple of shows going, and but nothing nationwide. And I guess the only guy who was on the air at that time was Gadabout Gaddis, if you remember him. And so I was kind of talk about cutting a path through the timber. I guess that's what I was doing, was cutting a path.
Yeah, Jerry McInnes, as if I have to introduce him with that voice, our guest here on the 100th episode. And man, so much has happened in just the 2 years since we talked to you on opening the opening show. You are now moved into a minority position. You still are an owner in BASS, but the Anderson family has taken that majority position. And so much went on this past fall, and there's so much excitement for what's going to happen with the Elite Series that begins here in just a couple of weeks, and all of the added TV coverage. This is going to be the most coverage the Bassmasters have ever had on all of their platforms of TV, and it's, of course, all of it produced by JM Associates as well. But, you know, it really is exciting what's going on now in the industry.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And like you say, I'm not in the same position that I was several years ago, but my heart is still in this. My heart and passion will always be with the organization, and it will always be with the sport. So, man, although I'm in a different spot right now, mentally I'm right in the middle of it, and it is exciting. Some parts of the change have been disappointing, but big picture is, gosh, this is fabulous for the sport. And, you know, as far as BASS goes, we got a bunch of new anglers coming in, and they started coming in actually 2 or 3 years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Right.
And, you know, they were qualifying through our opens, some coming in from college one way or another. And I kind of backed off, and of course, I was right in the middle of ownership at that point.
Right.
But I kind of backed off a little bit, and I watched these guys. I thought, holy cow, these guys are really good anglers. And they started proving it. For the most part, I thought that was fantastic. And I didn't know what was going to happen to them all, because I could see that back there in the opens, there were some dang good anglers, and there was no place for them.
Yeah.
And so now suddenly the whole sport expands, and now there's a place for them. And so they come into BASS, and of course they're all lined up and ready to start fishing right away now. And I have heard some people talk about, oh my goodness, it'll certainly be diluted. Well, it will not be diluted.
No.
I'm telling you what, these kids, and obviously they aren't all kids, but these newcomers are going to hold their own. And a year and a half, there's going to be some names pop up, new names, new stars. And golly, that's just got to be great for the sport. It just has to be. Don't you agree?
I agree 100%. That was my takeaway from fishing the Eastern Opens for the first time last year, was that, oh my goodness, look how many guys. There's 200 guys in those tournaments. Some of them are elite guys. Some of them are guys from the FLW Tour. But I look at these guys and I'm like, how many guys out there that can compete at this level? I mean, sure, you know, we got to know all those familiar names over the last few years, but that's because they were the ones that were in the spotlight and getting all the coverage. Now we get this new group of guys, some guys that obviously that we know, the John Cruz, the Keith Combs, and the others that are Jay Ellis, you know, these other guys that are in there. But all of these other guys that come in there, they're now going to get this coverage, more coverage than ever from Bass. And look, they're going to be household names because that's what happens. Absolutely. Here, because they can all fish. Man, you know it, I know. Yeah. It, they can all fish.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're going to go to our first tournament, and we're probably going to have a winner, and somebody's going to say, that.
Yeah, right.
But 6 months from now, they'll be saying, that guy won again?
Yeah. Well, you know, our first tournament's at the St. John's River. It could be Rick Klun again. We won't have to say who's
that. Yeah, it could be. That's
it could
right.
be that old man. You know? Wouldn't that be something? Jerry McInnes with us here, episode 100. Now, one of the things, too, some people may not know this. You were involved in starting the FLW Tour through ESPN because they needed alternative outdoor programming. So you've kind of seen this whole thing before where the sport grows, where there's multiple tours and so on. And as you said, it's really been great for professional fishing overall, wouldn't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Look how much the FLW Tour did for fishing as a whole. But
yeah.
it jumped in there. And quite honestly, we started doing some pretty dynamite things over there at the FLW television-wise and with the connections we had with ESPN and so on. And like I say, quite honestly, we pushed the others to get better.
All right.
They had to because this was better stuff. And so now it's you're exactly right. There's a little bit of I've already been there at that spot.
Well, would you say
right now?
Would you say the biggest change that you've seen over the 50 years? And of course, we just had the 50th anniversary last year. I think everybody associated with that .com magazine, everybody did a wonderful job with the 50th anniversary. And of course, next year we'll have the 50th Bassmaster Classic. But would you say the biggest change has been the fact that we have these guys, these high school, and Bass is the one that's really got the market cornered on it, but the high school tournaments and the college tours, these guys come out now. It used to be you go and do a job, you make enough money where you can get a boat and go out there and fish the tour when you're in your 40s. Now, these guys come right out of college fishing. They know nothing else other than to be, you know, a professional fisherman.
Boy, you said that. You said it when you said, isn't that about the biggest change that there's been? Can you imagine 10 or 15 years ago this going on with college kids and high school kids? No way. We just had no. We had. I can even remember ESPN asking us to produce a show based around college bass fishermen.
Yeah.
And we had to make up a team. I mean, we couldn't just go to Illinois University and say, send us your team. There was no such thing. So we made up a couple of teams from a couple of different schools and you know, put on an event.
Yeah.
And now look, my gosh, there are hundreds of high school fishing teams and these kids are really good. And technology wise, they may be better than what we got going on right now. And, and just look what's ahead for all this. So the changes through the 50 years has in many instances have been so small and gradual, and you don't even notice that they were changes. But not with the high school and the college kids. Boy, that's just a bolt that everybody is aware of, and now I'm looking back again saying,
where are we going to put all these things?
Yeah, right. Just a minute and a half left here with Jerry McInnes. But finally, your son, Mike McInnes, you know, producing Bassmaster Live into Bassmasters, and with all the additional coverage and, man, you know, cameras in all 10 boats on Championship Sunday, drones all over the place flying over, you know, giving that live coverage. What a great job Mike and his crew have done at JM to produce that kind of live coverage now for bass, for professional bass fishing.
Well, you know, I really appreciate you saying that because it is amazing. And I would, you know, in Mike's case, I would like to say, well, he's just kind of taking after his old man. No, Mike is smarter and better at all this kind of stuff than I am. And I'm really proud of him. He does have his hands full right now. But I guarantee you he's going to do a good job. And Tommy Sanders,
oh, fantastic,
who's kind of the foundation of all that, the most underappreciated talent in the world, I'm telling you, him and Zona and Davey and everyone they got going down there, it's going to be a really fun year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Jerry McInnes has been our guest. Help us commemorate episode 100 like he did on episode 1. Jerry, I appreciate you so much.
Congratulations to you, by the way, too. We appreciate all the great work you've done, and you're telling me this is the 100th show.
100.
Man, did it go by in a hurry.
Yeah, it sure did. I can't wait for 300. You know, we'll get there, God willing. You know, that'll happen. All right, Jerry, I appreciate you so much, and stay warm in front of that fire in Arkansas.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right.
There you go, Jerry McInnes. All right, we'll come back and wrap it up next right here on Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's EnigmaFishing.com.
The 2019 Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Open schedule has been released, and it looks great. In the Eastern Division, they'll fish the Harris Chain of Lakes, Lake Chickamauga, James River, and Oneida Lake. And in the Central Division, it'll be Toledo Bend, Myth Lake, the Mississippi River, and Grand Lake. And it all culminates October 17th through 19th with the Bass Pro Shops Bassmasters Opens Championship. Registration for the Bassmasters Open Series will be in Tuesday, October 30th. For more information and the full schedule, along with the rules, format, and payout, visit Bassmaster.com/open.
Well, Bassmaster's at it again, offering another great sweepstakes opportunity. Enter now at Bassmaster.com and click on sweepstakes for your chance to fish with Chris and Trey Zeldane next summer on the St. Lawrence River for giant smallmouth. The winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money, plus a prize package including a Skeeter ZX-190 with a Yamaha 150, two Hummingbird Helix 10 fish finders, and gear from Sportsman's Warehouse, Seeger, Megabass, Santone, and Trocar. Enter now at Bassmaster.com.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. As you listen to this now, I may or may not have made a check at the BassPro.com Eastern Open on the Harris Chain. Gonna have to tune in next week to find out, and more importantly, hear from our pro champ. But now is the time to begin making plans to attend the 2019 Geico Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods in Knoxville. That's coming up March 15th through 17th. Now, Bass Nation Lifetime members can get their credentials now at Bassmaster.com for what should be an extraordinary classic. Takeoffs will happen each morning from right in downtown Knoxville, right on the Tennessee River, in the shadow of Neyland Stadium, with tremendous vantage points throughout the area. The weigh-ins will be at the Thompson Bowling Arena on the campus of the University of Tennessee, just minutes from the ramps. Of course, the Classic Expo is a bucket list thing for all outdoorsmen and will take place at the Convention Center on the site of the World's Fair. You are not going to want to miss this one. Enter now at Bassmaster.com and click on Sweepstakes for your chance to fish with Chris and Trade Zeldane next summer on the St. Lawrence River for giant smallmouth. The winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money, plus a prize package including a Skeeter ZX-190 with a Yamaha 150 with two Hummingbird Helix 10 fish finders and gear from Sportsman Warehouse, Seaguar, Megabass, Santone, and Trocar. Enter now at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Let's take a look at the upcoming tournament schedule. The Bassmaster Elite at the St. John's River will get things started for the Elites coming up February 7th through 10th, and then they'll turn around and head north right off the bat for the Bassmaster Elite at Lake Lanier. That one is February 14th through 17th. The BassPro.com Central Open gets started at Toledo Bend coming up February 20th. Through 22nd. Now, if you are interested in having a front row seat to an Elite event, priority registration is now open for the Bassmaster Marshall program. Just visit Bassmaster.com/elite for more information. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. Plus, if you have any questions or a guest you'd like to hear or a technique featured in our Technique of the Week, just tweet it to us at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio, or hit the Facebook page at facebook.com/BASS and leave us a comment. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.